In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the second and third Mishnah from the first Perek of Masechta Kelim. And in yesterday's Mishnah, we began learning about the different Avot HaTumah, sources of Tumah. And we explained in those Avot HaTumah listed in yesterday's Mishnah, they only transferred Tumah, meaning someone would only become Tameh, or a Kli or a vessel could become Tameh, if it was in direct contact with it. So Mishnah continues by saying, Lamala Mehem, we have more extreme levels of Tumah, so the next level above that, is the following two forms of tumah. That is a nevela. Nevela refers to a dead animal. So here referring to a kezayit's worth of even part of a nevela, it doesn't have to be the full animal. And also mechatat sheyesh bahem kedei hazaya. So yesterday we referred to mechatat, and I explained it in detail there. And here, so once again, the mechatat is a spring water on which the ashes from the parah adamah have been sprinkled, and that water is to be used and part of the purification process of someone who became tamemet, in other words, became tamemet by being in contact with a corpse. So here we're saying that if there is there's mechatat that has enough in the volume for the process of sprinkling on the individual, then we say that that is the other avatuma now that is part of this category, as Mishnah says, that not only do they transfer through direct contact, also metamim et adam b'masa. Then even if they're carried, so even if the person's not touching contact, could be carrying it in a bag, that would also make them tameh. And that's letameh begadim b'maga. That would, meaning that would be when, if while the individual is still carrying, say either some non-kosher meat in the shopping bag, or some of the mechatat, then while he is carrying it, he can metamim begadim. He can make tameh. The simple understanding here is, for example, the clothes he is wearing, or what's true here is any other kli he might come into contact with. That is only while he's carrying it. However, as soon as he puts down the bag, then he would be defined as a one level down, a rishon l'tumah, and a rishon l'tumah no longer make people or kelim tameh, and he could only make tameh say food or drink. Mishnah continues, v'chasuchei begadim b'maga, meaning that he spares his clothing in a case of maga. What does this mean? What this means is that if the individual is not carrying the nevela or the mechatat, he's simply touching it, in that situation it would not make his clothing tameh or any other kelim he's in contact with. In other words, this next level up is that firstly the individual can become tameh by simply carrying it, but also we have a difference between carrying and direct contact in the form of the transfer, that while the individual is carrying one of these two forms of tumah, that it would make their clothing or any other kelim they're in contact with tameh. Let's now learn Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah continues, Lamala Mehem, the next avatoma that's more extreme than the words previous, is the Boel Nida. A Boel Nida is an individual, a man, who's had a relationship with a woman who is a Nida, who has had a period and not yet become Tahor. In that situation, the Mishnah says, we find a Tzad Chamor and more extreme law that applies to it, which is Shehu Metameh Mishkav Tachton Ka'elyon, which means, simply put, if he is sitting on a stack of mattresses, because firstly he's an avatoma himself, which is important, that's why it's listed in this parak. But normally what would happen if an avatoma is sitting on a stack of mattresses, for example, let's use a case of a sheretz, like in yesterday's Mishnah, then the first mattress on top would become a rishon l'tumah, and the rishon l'tumah would not be able to make tameh those below. However, when it comes to a boel nida, if he sits on the top one, all the mattresses become a rishon l'tumah. Now this expression of shumatameh mishkav tachton ke'elyon, the Gemara explains that his matameh, he makes tameh, say, a stack of mattresses underneath him, that's tachton ke'elyon, like another form of tumah would transfer tumah if there was a stack of, say, clothing above him. And that refers to a zav. For example, if a zav had a stack of blankets on top of him, in that situation, he would make them all a rishon l'tumah. So the bo'el nida, when it comes to mattresses underneath him, has the same status ke'elyono, like the elyon of a zav. Interestingly, we're not discussing zav yet, but when it comes to a zav, this is a man who's had multiple abnormal emissions. We'll discuss that in more detail later. Then he was on a stack of mattresses that actually all become an avatoma. But we'll get to that soon. Next case, lamala mehem. The next level above now is zovo shel zav v'ruko v'shifat zoro meiraglav v'dam hanida shehem metamim b'maga u'masa. So the next level up refers to the Zov or Shel Zav. So this is the strange emission that came from a Zav, meaning males who had the strange emission, and his spittle or his semen or his urine. Similarly, blood of a Nida, this is a woman who's had a period, and Mishnah says they are Matame through Maga and Masa, through direct contact and carrying. It might give you pause for thought, because we mentioned in the previous Mishnah the listed two items that also transfer Toma with Maga and Masa. So what's a novelty here? So unlike the case we learned in the previous Mishnah, here what it means is that if someone is in direct evac, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, when it came to a Nevelif, if one was carrying it and then touched other Kalim, he would make those other Kalim Tameh. However, if he was in direct contact with, say, the Nevela, non-kosher meat, then he touched something else, that would not make that other Kli Tameh. Here, when it comes to Zavoshel Zav, Roko, and all these other things we just mentioned, that it does not make a difference whether he's carrying or in direct contact, while he is still in contact, either carrying or touching this form of tumah, he would make the other kli he touched, all the clothing he's wearing on his body, he would make that tameh. So that's the difference between this class of these four sources of tumah and what we learned in the previous Mishnah. So we are left with a bit of a gap, because in between this case and the previous Mishnah, we had the case of Bo'el Nida. So there is a discussion in terms of Bo'el Nida. Does, if someone either carried or touched a Bo'el Nida, meaning this individual who had a relationship with a Nida, would that make Tameh as well as anything that person is touching? Meaning if he's carrying it clearly, but what if he's just simply touching? He touches a Bo'el Nida and then he touches something else. That's a debate. You can see Kati for more details in terms of the other finer differences between Bo'el Nida and those Avot HaTum we just mentioned. But let's continue. L'mala mehem, the next form of Tuma above, more extreme than those listed before, is the Merkav. Merkav means something that's used for riding on, like a saddle. Shul metameh tachat evn mesama. Now this is an interesting case. An evn mesama refers to, say, a rock, a solid rock, that is placed on say, raised off the ground, say, on pegs or something. What the Mishnah is saying is if a zav happens to be sitting on this rock, and the merkav is underneath the rock, so really, because of its size and weight, by sitting on this rock, the zav is not going to really put any pressure or weight on the merkav itself. Nonetheless, the merkav would become tameh, and meaning it will become an avatuma. And similarly, the merkav itself, if it was left under this evan mesama, and someone else sat on this rock, then they would become tameh as well. Mishnah continues, Lamala min ha-merkav, what's the next level above? Now we have a mishkav. So a mishkav, as opposed to a merkav is something that people would usually ride upon. Here, mishkav is something that someone would normally sit or lie upon. And so the mishkav is like the merkav so far, that also metameh, it also comes tameh under a me'evin mesama. However, the extra chumra above it is sheshaveh maga'o, lamasa'o. In other words, here the Torah equates being in direct contact with the mishkav or carrying this mishkav. Now, again, important, everything here we're listening to this reminder, all avot hatumah. So what does it mean they're equated? So this is the same distinction we found previously between, say, a nevela and the zovo shel zav, or dam nida. And that is that when it comes to a merkav, the Torah differentiates between if someone carrying it or touching it. So again, if someone's carrying the merkav, then while they are carrying it and they touch something else, they could make that other thing also tameh. Remember, once they let go from the merkav is an avat tumah, they would become a rishon tumah, and they can't cause anything else to become, sorry, any other kalim to become tameh. They can make tameh food, but we'll put that aside for the moment. So again, while the person is carrying it, however, if they're just touching the merkav and they touch something else, meaning another kli, another vessel, it would not become tameh. When it comes to a mishkav, the Torah does not differentiate between being in contact and carrying it. In other words, even if someone is just touching the mishkav and they touched other kalim, they would become tameh as well. Just to be clear, when in the discussion of touching one of these avot hatumah or carrying one of these avot hatumah and making something else tameh, because the Torah in most of these cases refer to yachabes begadav, the understanding is they would only make tameh, say, other kalim, other vessels. However, not this is to the exclusion of another person, So, or a klicheres, meaning an earthenware vessel. Now let's continue. The Mishnah says, "Lamala min hamishkav." The next level above is the zav itself. So a zav, as I explained to you before, is an individual, a male, who's had a number of abnormal emissions. We'll discuss this in much more detail when we get to the Masechta of Zavim. However, important for this mission now is that a zav, it says, a hazav oseh mishkav, meaning a zav, if he sits on something that's set that is designed for, or usually used for lying or sitting on, then he turns that also into an avatoma, which we've mentioned already in terms of the mishkav. And this is the reason why this is more machmir, or more chamur, more extreme than the case previous, discussing with that we refer to the mishkav hazav, because a zav can make a mishkav an avatoma, like himself, but a mishkav cannot, meaning if you put a mishkav hazav, meaning let's refer to a mattress that a zav lay upon, and you put that mattress on top of another mattress, well, that second mattress would not become an avatoma. However, a zav can turn a mattress into avatoma by simply lying or sitting on it. And those are the Mishnah today.